Virgin Radio Morning, the Chris Fade Show. What's going on? Pretty big, Rossi. World records, when they're broken, they're amazing. Because you know you're doing something that not many people in the world could do.
Totally.
I want to introduce to you right now Sam Barnett. He's the CEO of NBC, and we've got him on the phone. Good morning, Sam. Yay.
Good morning there. How are you?
Doing very well, man. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
You have swum around the entire world islands here in Dubai in a time of 9 hours, 54 minutes.
Crazy.
It's called Swim for Hope. Congratulations. How did you do this?
Well, people say that swimming is an individual sport, but it was a heroic team effort. I needed to get round in that time. You need a huge level of support. I had four kayakers with me all the time, and thank you, Gus, Gavin, Sharif, and Hugo. They were feeding me all the way. Every kilometre, I'd stop and take water, take food on. I had a medical backup. Dr. Kate from the Valiant Clinic was there, making sure that whenever there were problems, she was looking after me. My left shoulder stopped working at about 12 kilometres, and I had 5 hours to go at that point, and was pretty concerned that I was going to have to do it with one arm, which would have been tiresome. So she filled me with the right painkillers, and I kept going. So, you know, you need to have the team with you. It helps to be physically fit. That's got to be a plus.
So are you a swimmer? Like, I mean, I know I've been reading a bit of a story on you. You used to be a runner and you had a lower back problem, like Rossi did. You had a herniated disc, so the doctor told you, hey, Sam, that's it. Running is going to put your back out. You've got to stop. So you decided to start swimming. And what, did it become an addiction? Like, I mean, why would you start swimming and then think to yourself, hey, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, well, when the doctor told me to stop running, so I decided to start swimming. The thing was, I was pretty rubbish at swimming, and I started doing classes. I was out of breath after a few laps. My stroke was awful. I was always last in the class, which was humiliating. But I just kept going, and my stroke didn't get any prettier, but I just kept going longer. And I did 1 kilometre, 2 kilometres, I think I did 5 kilometres. And if you start to do more than a couple of hours in a pool, you go absolutely crazy. So I thought, okay, I need to start swimming in the sea. And then you start swimming longer again, and then I was looking for a new challenge. Now, most of the challenges around the world are in cold water, like the Channel or swim around Manhattan Island.
Yep.
But you can't acclimatise the cold here in the Dubai waters. So I thought, okay, I need a swim here in Dubai. What can it be? Well, clearly we've all flown over it. The world islands would give me the opportunity to say I'd swim around the world. So I thought I'd try that. And then I managed to get Nikhil involved, and they've been hugely supportive. And they, once they'd given me the approval that I could do this, then we were on. That was about 18 months ago.
So good.
And we've been training since then.
So good. And I mean,
there's a charity attached to this as well. You did this for the Al Jalila Foundation, right?
Well, absolutely. The reason I started swimming was I was defying back pain. And so I wanted to to use the opportunity to raise funds, and thought the Al Jalila Foundation would be a fantastic charity. You know, they're a global organisation but based locally, and they do lots of medical research. They sponsor medical treatment for people, so I think we've managed to raise nearly $100,000 for Al Jalila Foundation.
Well done, man. Sam Barnett on the phone right now.
Not bad for a day at the beach.
Mate, I just seen a photo of you.
That's amazing, man. That is amazing that money has been raised. He's the CEO of NBC, by the way. Mm. Sam Barnett doing this charity run. What do you, charity swim, should I say? What are you going to say, Ross?
I was just going to say, there's like a meme going around of a photo of you, like completing the challenge, but it seems that you've got a pair of underpants on your head, Mark. What's this?
Well, you know, I was trying to find, when you're swimming for thousands of kilometres, when you train, you start to fine-tune the best ways to do it. One of the things I found was, when I've been swimming over the summer, you have to protect yourself from the sun. And most of the swimming kit that you find is dark blue. So you can find long swimming hats or caps, but they're dark blue, and the blue attracts the sun. I tried to find something white, but you can't find swimming kit in white. But I've found a running shirt in white, found a cap in white. And then I needed a balaclava to protect my neck and my face, but you can't find white balaclavas. So I found a pair of compression white underpants and cut those up and wore those. What was interesting, when I talked to the old an old Emirati, he was saying that actually the pearl divers, when they went out, would be covered in white in exactly the same way. So it was interesting. I found my way back up to some traditional knowledge. I wish I'd asked him at the beginning.
I love that, man. Well done. Well, listen, on behalf from us here on the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio, well done. You did it for a good cause. 9 hours, 54 minutes, swam around the world islands. Sam Barnett, also the CEO of NBC, bro. Congratulations, and I can't wait for... I know you're thinking of doing something else. I know this is not going to stop you.
Can I just shout out to a couple of people?
100%.
Hugo and Lily on their way to DC this morning, my kids, my wife, Pascal. But then... a big shout out to all my colleagues and their families at NBC. So many of them came in to support me on Friday, and we know what it is to support each other when things get challenging at the moment. So I'm very proud to be part of the NBC team.
Well done. Sam Barnett, once again, breaking that world record, swimming around the world islands, also CEO of NBC. Thank you, Sam. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.